This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. My first guest is a broadcasting legend. He had a great influence on me when I was just a young boy to get into broadcasting. None other than legendary Bob Barker will be joining us. Then later on, David Zucker will be here from the Zucker Brothers, who produce great shows like Airplane, the Naked Gun series. Airplane celebrates its 40th anniversary this year. Next hour, our first guest is from the Donna Reed Show. Remember that back in the 50s, early 60s? Paul Peterson also was a hit record maker in the 60s. And then we're going to be talking to Robert Hutchinson after 155 years, still interested in what really happened. The name of his book, The Lincoln Assassination. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest this first hour is none other than my friend Bob Barker.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Being in the business for as long as I have, people are asking me all the time, who is my favorite guest on the radio show? Well, that is a very difficult thing to come up with because I've interviewed over 19,000 people. So that's a very difficult situation to be put into. But I will tell you this, one of my favorites is a gentleman who hosts the show for 35 years of the music you hear behind me. And that is The Price is Right. And, of course, we are talking about the legendary broadcaster and one of the coolest guys in the business. And I'm proud to call a friend. He is the best. He is the ultimate pro. Joining us right now is our friend Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing much better now that I've heard that introduction. Thank you so much, Ron. It's great to be back with you.
Well, you know, Bob, I know that we have some very interesting and important things to talk about, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that you are partially responsible for me being in this gig. And let me tell you the reason why. Back in 1957, a young boy walked into the El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch a fellow do a show called Truth or Consequences. And when I saw that show, I turned to my mom and dad and said, that's what I want to do. And I remember the great story about the donuts and Bob Barker, then Barker and the donuts. Do I not know this story?
Yeah, we did indeed. We did that show from El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it was. It was a very, very inconvenient hour out here, but it was live to New York.
Right.
And on the marquee, as you know, I guess, when I first started, they had free donuts and Bob Barker. And when they decided I was going to cut the mustard and they actually gave me a 3-year contract, I insisted that they change it to Bob Barker and free donuts.
I love that story. That's such a great story. And I also remember the time that you told me, of course, very good in the karate area, and you grew up with the Chuck Norris family, right?
That Chuck himself.
Yeah.
It was before he got, before he became an actor.
Actor.
And he used to come to my home and give me karate lessons, and we worked together for 8 years. Oh, yes. Chuck is a dear friend and a man I try to get along with.
Well, I don't blame you, but I remember you saying that your mom said, quit playing around with those Norris boys. You're getting into trouble fighting all the time.
Well, Chuck was here, and he kicked me in the side and apparently cracked a rib. And then he couldn't come over one time, and his brother came, and he kicked me in the side and cracked a rib on the other side. And I was talking with my mother, and I said, you know, I have a cracked rib on both sides. And I said, I'm really miserable. And I told her how I got them, and she said, you've got to quit playing with those Norris boys. Norris boys.
I remember the stories you told me. They're fantastic. And, of course, setting the record, I mentioned to you before I went on the air that Ed McMahon used to be my partner, and he always said to me, he said, you know, we had this thing pretty much captured until Bob Barker broke the record of going longer than The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Boy, I tell you something, I would be here for months, ladies and gentlemen, if I read down all the philanthropical things and donations that our guest has done over a remarkable career starting in radio.
That's right. I got my first job on KTTS in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. I love Springfield, Missouri. And your wife helped you produce it, didn't she?
Well, she didn't produce that show. She was, I was a naval aviator. And when I got out of the Navy, I came back to Springfield, where I had been going to college at Drury University.
Sure.
And I had 2 years to go, and I wanted to finish. And she and I were married when I got my wings. And she taught high school at the local high school, and I was going to get a part-time job. And I had I'd never even been in a radio station. And I had never been in a school play. I had never been before an audience of any kind. I hadn't even occurred to me to try to get a job in a radio station until I heard about the manager of this station, G. Pearson Ward was his name, who was crazy about airplay. And I thought, well, now, if that guy's crazy about airplanes, he might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him.
Wow.
So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in, and Mr. Ward and I talked for about 45 minutes about airplanes. And I had my first job. That's how I got started.
Well, I got to thank Mr. Ward looking down from above, because I really mean that, Bob. You have such a big influence. You are and still are, the classiest guy in this business. And when I watched you at 7 years old, I thought to myself, boy, if I could be like Bob Barker, I'd have this thing really, really wrapped up in life. And so thank you.
Well, aren't you nice?
Well, I mean,
I appreciate it.
And your picture, along with so many of the icons in this business, graces my walls. So thank you, my friend. I appreciate that for always being so nice.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, and I'm proud that you are. The Animal Defenders International. We had on Jan Creamer, who was the president of the Animal Defenders International. I don't think there's any secret to the fact that Bob Barker is so concerned about animals of all kinds, and I've talked to him about this in the past. I got my little Presley underneath the desk right now with me, my little dog I take to work every day. But tell us about ADI, this great award that you were bestowed a couple of weeks ago, because this is a video, DVD, that's narrated by you, talking about No Fun for Elephants, again, another campaign that you are doing for those animals that are mistreated in county fairs and parades and circuses.
Absolutely. And let me just say that the organization, Animal Defenders International, is, I think, one of the most productive organizations in the entire world. They started in England, and then they have gone international, and they are just absolutely excellent. They do so much and spend their money so wisely that I just can't exaggerate my admiration for them, and the fact that I'm working with them is a pleasure. Now, they right now are trying here in Los Angeles to convince the city council to stop allowing circuses to appear in Los Angeles if they have elephants in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being that elephants suffer so terribly in circuses. These poor elephants have probably been separated from their mothers virtually at birth. They're taken when they're very young. And in the wild, elephants stay with their mothers for 8 to 10 years.
Do they really?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a traumatic experience for the mother and the baby to have them torn apart.
Wow.
And not only are the babies torn apart, but almost immediately they begin a series of beatings. They have to break the elephant's spirit, make the elephant believe and know that it is not in charge of its life for one moment of one day. It's always under their control. And it's all through beatings and fright and pain and horror, and it's just tragic.
Well, you know, Bob, I hear it in your voice. I know that you're very passionate about this, and I congratulate you for all the work that you have done. And I know just recently in the news this past week, the fact that the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, are cutting back, sometimes even eliminating elephants from their performance schedule. So that is good news, which means that your work is starting to pay off. Bob Barker is our guest, and we're going to have more discussion with this with Bob on the show today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. My guest has been so gracious, as he always is, to stay with us for another segment. Bob Barker is our guest. We're talking about animal cruelty, as Bob so often speaks of and supports the fact that he likes to take all of these poor animals away from an environment that yields to animal cruelty. We're talking about elephants in particular and how they're treated in circuses and parades. And boy, it's really unbelievable what they do with these elephants, prodding them with all kinds of things that really make them act, and they make it look as if the elephants want to do this. The means of doing this sometimes are very bizarre. I mean, they use hot pokers. I mean, they really have
They use elephant hooks,
yeah,
which are just like pokers with a hook on the end as well as a point, and the hook comes off there, and they use clubs, they use baseball bats, they use 2x4s, they beat them with anything handy, mm-hmm. and they shock them with shock sticks, and they deprive them of food. They just mistreat them terribly. And it goes on for these circus elephants their entire lives.
Oh, my God.
As I've said, as babies, they're beaten and taught to do some ridiculous trick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from that day forward, then when they're able, they begin appearing in the circus, and they know they're going to be beaten. Anything they do wrong, including making a mistake with their routine, and they're beaten after the circus. They get them back, and they beat them then if they don't do a good job. They mistreat them their entire lives. They are standing practically in chains, about 70% of the time. They're standing practically their entire lives. They travel in under conditions that are not at all healthy for them and certainly not comfortable for them. They never know a good day. You and I, we have bad days.
Yeah.
But we have good days. A circus elephant never knows a good day. And eventually he dies, of course, and that is probably the best day of his life.
Now,
that's his only escape.
Bob, I'm assuming then that an elephant, and I never knew this before, really is a pretty smart animal because they're being trained to recognize danger and avoid it at any cost.
Oh, they're not just pretty intelligent. They're among the most intelligent. And in the wild, families stay together for generations, or compatible elephants form herds that stay together for generations. They experience happiness. They experience sadness. They weep. They are concerned when an elephant is in the herd is ill. They protect it. When one dies, they suffer great sorrow.
Wow.
Did you happen to read this story about this fellow who had, I've forgotten his name, unfortunately, he had done a great deal to help the elephants in a certain section part of Africa. And he died. And the elephants came from as much as 30 miles away.
No kidding.
How they knew he had died, how they knew anything about it, here they came in single file, and they came and stayed in that area around which he had been ill and died, and they stayed there for I think it was 3 weeks, and then they went walking back in single file.
You gave me the chills when you said that. That's unbelievable. I never knew
it
that.
I was just shocked.
Yeah. Now, Bob, how long normally is the lifespan of an elephant?
Well, in the wild, they can live as long as 50, even 60 or more years.
But under these conditions that we're talking about,
in captivity, they don't. If they live 30 years, they're pretty old elephants, or certainly 40.
Now, Bob, the thing that gets me about this is that these are people that seem to be compassionate about entertainment. They turn around and they have no feeling for this animal whatsoever. But the animal really is it's not a very aggressive animal. I mean, it's a pretty calm-down animal. I mean, because of the size, you think it's going to be, you know, a tough thing to handle and a tough animal to be around. But it's not, is it?
Well, it's pretty tough, absolutely. But as I said, the first thing they do is break the elephant's spirit.
Yeah.
But eventually, some of them go berserk, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever noticed when you read the story, the first person they kill is their trainer?
Yeah, you're right.
They may
yeah.
go into the audience, yeah. but they get the trainer first.
Wow. Now, what about other animals, like monkeys or lions or something else that are in captivity under the headline, and I hate to use this, of entertainment?
They suffer terribly, too.
Oh,
they all suffer. The chimpanzees and the elephants, maybe more than others, because they are so intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But they all suffer. The lions and the tigers, they suffer. See, any elephant in entertainment suffers, form of entertainment. Circuses are among the worst forms of entertainment so far as animals are concerned, but movies are right very close. And in movies, it's still horses probably that suffer the most.
Yeah, you know, I watch the old cowboys. I'm a fan of the old cowboy movies, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel.
Right.
They really beat up those poor horses. It's so sad. Oh, gosh. Before any regulations came in, I mean, they were brutal on those poor, poor creatures.
They're still brutal.
Now, Bob, how do you break through a barrier of entertainment that's been around for so many years and try to educate, as I know you have done with a million man hours and millions of dollars, okay? How do you educate the general public that going to the circus might be a thing of the past, watching a movie with that kind of cruelty might be a thing of the past, when people love those kind of forms of entertainment? I mean, that's a tough hill to climb, and I know you're climbing it one rock at a time.
That's exactly what we are all doing in the animal rights movement. And you put your finger right on it, Ron. It's making people aware.
Mm-hmm.
Americans love animals. 70% of the homes in the United States have at least one pet.
Yeah.
They love animals, but they're not aware. And when we can make people aware, then they begin to correct these things. And it takes time, and it is taking time, but we're certainly headed in the right direction.
You know, Bob, just listening to you inspires people. It really does. Bob's going to stay with us for another segment. This is a real treat for us today because here's a man that's busy, 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 even though he's been retired from The Price is Right for a few years. He's staying so active with animal activist projects that he absolutely believes in, and we all should, because he's doing a great job for all kinds of animals around the world. But he needs your support, and that's what we're doing on the show today, is trying to drum up that support so his efforts are not in vain.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seeds.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Diminishing winds and rising humidity help firefighters battling deadly blazes in Oregon and California. But with dozens of people still missing, authorities in both states fear that the receding flames could reveal many more dead across the blackened landscape. Oregon's emergency management director still says officials are preparing for a possible mass fatality event, and the state's fire marshal was abruptly placed on administrative leave. In California, smoke that painted the skies orange also helped corral the state's deadliest blaze of the year. The smoke helped block the sun, reducing temperatures and raising humidity. Nine people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead in California since lightning-caused fires that started weeks ago fused into a monster blaze that largely destroyed Berry Creek, a tiny hamlet in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Delighted that our guest is staying yet for another segment of our show. It is Bob Barker, one of the smoothest and one of the most professional TV hosts out there. And, of course, after his retirement of 35 years on The Price is Right, he has been now continuing his activity with animal cruelty with the standpoint of how to prevent it, and he is working on more and more projects each and every day. And what about movies, Bob? We talked earlier about the cowboy movies and how they still, after all these years, aren't regulated the way they should be about cruelty with horses and different animals on TV. And the movies, too, I understand.
Don't go to movies if they have animals in. It's animal lovers. They want to see these movies sometimes, and they want to see the elephants or the any animal, and they go to the movie, and by, when they buy that ticket, they're supporting animal cruelty.
Sure.
If you go to a circus, you're supporting animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Rodeos, among the worst.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, yes. SeaWorld and these marine lands, yeah. and these places where they have whales or dolphins, they're terrible. This exploitation of animals, people must make themselves aware of it, and we must help those people to make themselves aware of it, and then we can get it under control, stop it.
Well, the DVD that you narrate is No Fun for Elephants. How, Bob, do people get this?
Well, I frankly don't know how they get it.
Maybe I can help you here, because I think I have a website.
All right.
I think we do have. Oh, I do have a website. Jan gave it to me.
Right.
It's Have Trunk Will Travel.
Very good.
.com, Half Trunk Will Travel. There we go. You know, you talk about all of these amusement
parks.
See,
I have to apologize. I'm computer illiterate.
Oh, me too.
Are you?
Somebody, oh, yes.
I'm going to die that way. Oh, I'm not going to fool with them.
I don't think it's going to last, Bob.
What?
I think it's going to be a thing in the past. It's not going to last.
I think it's going to
They tell me, you know, you need an app 147-3294, and, you know, you put that on and everything will be okay. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, I'll be honest. But I want to thank you for all the efforts that you have put. You know, you have put so much money into this. It's unbelievable. And I saw something here that just blew me away, and this was not from my computer by no means, but you donated $5 million to the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to
yes,
underwrite
I did.
The cost
I,
of
and they bought a boat. They named it the Bob Barker.
The Bob Barker. I
and,
invested in a boat.
The lady with whom I work is Nancy Burnett, and I bought them a helicopter, and they named it the Nancy, and we are just delighted.
Oh.
And I might add that this last year, the Japanese whaling fleet didn't take a single whale. They gave up and went home.
Oh, wow.
And it was certainly worth $5 million to me.
Sure was.
To have that happen. But to hark back here to ADI again for a moment, I want folks who are hearing us to know that they work on behalf of animals all over the world, and that they are so very, very effective. And now they've made this DVD that we're talking about. They did that in Texas and in California. They did undercover work, and they got just some damaging tape on Have Trunk Will Travel. That's in California.
Yeah.
And Trunks and Humps of Texas. And they're in the United States now. Full blast, and they're going to really do a lot to make people aware with these undercover tapes. They're very effective.
But what happens to a circus when it doesn't have circus animals? And it's almost like going to a concert for a singer and not have the singer.
Well, you would think so, but that is fortunately not true. There are circuses, the most famous of which is Cirque du Soleil.
Sure. There you go.
Circuses without animals that are thriving. And so they don't have to have animals.
I never thought of that. And you received this, is it the right pronunciation, the Lord Houghton?
The Lord Houghton Award.
Wow.
Yes, I was very pleased to receive that. It's an international award, and it's really one of the most cherished, I suppose, among all of us who work for animals.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something, Bob. You are quite a man.
Well, thank you. you.
No, really, I mean that, you know. And anybody that gets a television show by being heard on radio, like Ralph Edwards heard you, has to be doing something right. Very seldom do you get a TV gig when they just listen to you and don't know what you look like. But they won out with you. You're the full package, Bob. You really are.
Well, thank you. I had a wonderful, wonderful television career. I really did. And, well, beginning with radio, I loved it. I feel blessed because I was fortunate enough to do something that I thoroughly enjoyed for my entire life. And now I'm enjoying giving away the money that I have earned, having a wonderful time. And I'm having a wonderful time doing that, supporting animals and the wounded veterans. I'm trying to help them, too.
Oh, yeah. I failed to mention, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I failed to mention that the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund is part of it. Also, to the Dorothy Jo Barker Professorship on Animal Rights.
And Dorothy Jo is my wife.
Dorothy Jo is your wife, of course. And so many things with the traumatic brain injury suffered by military personnel. You're the best.
What can I say? Thank you.
You're the best. You really are. And, Bob, I'm going to be out in that neck of the woods in a few months. I'm going to stop by and say hello to you.
All right. Do it.
Okay. Do you miss being in front of the camera?
No, I really don't. I'm completely content in retirement. One reason, because I'm busy, busy, busy. But another reason is I think that I did it at just the right time.
Yeah, boy.
Not too soon, not too late.
No, but you got to know, timing is everything. When to
timing
get in
is everything.
And when to get out. Well, I was doing a thing the other day, and they said, what kind of microphone do you want to use, a hand mic or a lavalier? And I said, give me the long, skinny one like Bob Barker.
There you go.
He's my hero. Bob, thank you so much, and we'll stay on top of this anytime you want to talk about this most important cause. You know you have a venue here.
Ron, I thank you so much for your very flattering remarks. I thank you for your work on behalf of animals as well, and I wish you the very best in everything you do.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to the El Capitan so early in the morning.
Oh, yes. In fact, I love it. Thanks, Bob. Our very special guest has been one of the best in this business, and not only when he's, of course, broadcasting, as he did for so many years, both on radio and television, but also the fact of all the things he does for fallen veterans, fallen heroes, and animal protection. One of the classiest guys I know, Bob Barker. Bob, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Call anytime.
Okay, I will do that. Stay well, and we'll do anything we can for you. Anytime, any place.
Thank you, Ron.
I was almost afraid, Bob, that I wasn't going to be able to get a hold of you this time because the line was busy for a little bit, but we got through, so we'll do it again.
Off the hook so that we wouldn't be interrupted.
Oh.
And like an idiot, I took it off on the line that you were trying to call in on.
Well, that's...
I realized it, and I was just hanging it up when you called, and I apologize.
Well, I tell you, Bob, I know that when you're dealing with another broadcaster, if you are not on time, you don't have it. So I waited right to the last second, so I want you to know that I was on the money on that one, okay?
Well, I'm sure you were on the money. That's why I was concerned about it, and when I realized it, I felt like apologizing.
No need to do so. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Bob. One of the legendary icons in the entertainment business, TV and radio personality, too. That's how he started. Bob Barker. All those years on The Price is Right, before that, Truth or Consequences, he is the class act in the MC business. Always has been. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, even as a youngster, about 7 years old, going out to California and seeing him do at the El Capitan Theater, where now Jimmy Kimmel does his show, Truth or Consequences, and then later on with The Price is Right, really one of the best MCs ever on network television. And people got to go a long way to pass up him because he was the guy that set the pace. A little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show, this one, On Demand 24/7. Also, if you go to the homepage and you hit the little icon that says Facebook, next to the header at the top of the homepage, then you and I will become friends on Facebook. That's ronsegi.com. And there's more to come today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Saying around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. When I found out our next guest was going to be on our show, and I think this is the first time he ever has been on our show, I was delighted because I'm a big fan of his work. Him and his brother really do a great job on spoof films. 40th anniversary of the re-release of the classic film Airplane is out right now. Joining us, and for those of you who may not catch the pun, is David Zucker. And David, don't call me Shirley.
No, and I'm sorry you don't seem to recall the other 9 times I've been on the show, but, you know, I don't know.
I got to tell you a true story. The other day I'm on my new treadmill, which is a great clothes hanger, by the way. If you ever get a chance to get one, they're terrific. You can put shirts.
I've had them before, and yes, yeah, you can hang the clothes.
Oh, right? Yeah, it's terrific.
So what did you do?
I put on Airplane.
And my wife comes and said, what are you watching? I said, I'm watching Airplane. I said, I love this show. You know, many years ago, the great Robert Stack, who along with Leslie Nielsen was part of that, and I could never understand how you got such great talent to do this thing without them knowing what was going on. He told me, David, he said, I had no idea what the hell I was doing. None. Zero. That until I saw the movie, I didn't know what the heck was going on.
He was such a trooper, but I guess he didn't have a lot of faith that the movie would be doing any business or anything. It would be a classic. I mean, you know, 40 years later, we're still talking about it. I think they offered him a piece of the film. He turned it down, but he was just great, and he was delightful on the set. And then at the premiere, he said to his wife, he was just blown away by it. He said, never in my entire life have I been so wrong about anything. He was very happy to have been a part of it.
Well, you know, that's what he said to me, because, you know, you always picture him on The Untouchables. He's always got this very serious stare about him and his demeanor. And I told him, I said, you know, Bob, I said, you really did a great job with that. I watch it. To me, it's kind of like a cult, because every time I see it, I see something different. That's what I like about it. And what I've seen before, I love. You know, the nun singing Respect. Where did you actually come up with that concept, you and your brother? Because that was pretty risky back in that time.
Well, we all went to see Shaft, and this is like in the mid-70s. And we thought we loved the movie. But as we were walking out of the theater, we said, well, you know, it was great, but we couldn't really understand what they were saying. So that's where the idea hatched, and we said, why don't we subtitle it? And then to make the idea even better, you know, we made the subtitles, you know, stupid white guy subtitles. Like when the black dude says, she, and we put in, golly. So it was like everybody loved it, and it just worked so well. And then, of course, we cast June Cleaver
right, as
the one who translated the whole dialogue, and she's the whitest lady on the planet. So it just worked so well, but audiences still laugh at it, find it, you know, hysterical, of course, still 40 years later. But I don't know if we went to a studio today if they would ever greenlight anything like that.
Oh, no, I'm sure they would. I mean, I just watched Carson's monologues, and boy, they wouldn't even greenlight that today, because it's a different environment. But I got to tell you something. It is a stroke of genius. I mean that. Not because I'm talking to you. Along with the Naked Gun series, Top Secret, Police Squad. Now, Leslie Nielsen, of course, became like a mainstay with the Naked Gun. And how did you get Priscilla Presley to do that? That's pretty cool.
Well, you know, we saw on Dallas, you know, one of the other choices was Bo Derek. And so, but we had Priscilla came in, and she was very sweet. And she said, but, you know, I don't know how to be funny. And so I just said, you don't have to be funny. Oh, yeah, just let the lines do the work. And that's pretty much been my direction to actors ever since. And so she just had to be that character. And she was great. I never had to direct her.
Yeah, people that watched her in that thing, they thought, wow, I never thought you'd see her in that kind of an environment. And she did a great job. You guys started out in college with a borrowed videotape deck and a camera. You and your brother and Jim Abrahams.
Yes, it was one of the first available home video systems. Sony made it. And there were two huge decks with reel-to-reel half-inch tape, big camera. Now everything you can fit in your tiny cell phone and in color.
Yeah.
This was black and white, and so we started a theater with combining video segments and live sketches, and that was very successful in L.A. Well, first we did it on the campus of UW. We moved out here into L.A. in a U-Haul truck, set up another theater here, did that 5 years.
I cannot tell you how many people I interview on this show over the past 30 years, 20,000-plus people, and your uniqueness really stands out. To do a spoof like that and to make it last 40 years, and by the way, everybody, it's released via Phantom Events at Open Theaters in Los Angeles and across California and across the country. It'll be playing in theaters through September and available to watch currently on Netflix.
But it's even better, Apple TV.
Oh, that's right, Apple TV. Yeah, right. I want to ask you about tree people. That's something that's very close to your heart.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin, and, you know, where trees just grow up. You just let the land alone as they grow up. Then I moved to L.A. There are trees, but there are fewer trees. And so there's this brilliant organization called Tree People, which has a whole new approach to looking at cities. And basically, we consider cities as an ecosystem. And if you plant trees and conserve water, you can make this pretty livable. So I've been on the board since the late 80s.
And the website is treepeople.org/visit. Is that where we can go to learn more about it?
That's correct, yeah.
David, you got anything on the horizon? I know that you have a couple of things that are in the mix right now.
I've got a couple of movie scripts that I have out, and I'm really looking forward to doing those. And then two great TV projects. So, one's a reality spoof, and the other is a national basketball league. I'm very excited about doing those.
It takes a lot of comedy to make me laugh, but what you guys do is sensational. Cannot speak enough about it. Airplane, of course, being able to be watched currently on Netflix and Apple, in theaters too, watch for it. And, David, do me a favor. When you get this new movie out, would you come back and talk about it again? Because, believe me, I tell you sincerely, I love your work.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And you appreciate it.
In fact, I'm going to go watch it again today. I cannot watch it enough. Every time we watch it, there's something different, something new. That's what I like about it.
Oh, that's always so great to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I don't see anything new because I wrote it. But everybody tells me that they see something new each time. Let me tip you off to one thing. You know, the part where the airplane crashes through the window of the terminal?
Yes.
There's a woman who, panicking, runs away from it and... as she runs, she throws her baby in the air.
Yes.
That's a lot of people miss that.
Well, it's a good thing you say that because there are probably a lot of people with little or no humor, and they probably think that that probably was a real baby. You got to explain this. The general public sometimes doesn't get it, you know.
That's right. It's a movie, and, the baby was anesthetized for that.
Yeah.
So when they threw it, it covered, yeah.
And he's now in show business, too, so he works for part of the company, and, you know, he got in early.
Everybody lives in these kind of movies.
I know. It's a whole genre that you do is great, David. It really is. And I really have enjoyed you being with us. David Zucker from the famous Zucker Brothers has been our guest. And, of course, their movies include the greats like Airplane, which is now celebrating its 40th anniversary, and in theaters as we speak, along with the Naked Gun film series, Ruthless People, Scary Movie 3, Scary Movie 5. When it comes to comedy spoof movies, these guys are the greatest. David Zucker. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today. I want to thank my guests for being part of the first hour, and they include legendary broadcaster Bob Barker and producer David Zucker from Airplane, Naked Gun. And I tell you something, that guy has a remarkable comedic mind. Next hour, Paul Peterson will be joining us. He used to be on the Donna Reed Show. Remember that? Way back. And he had a lot of hits in music on the top 40 charts back in the late 50s, early 60s. He's going to talk about old-time television and good time rock and roll. And then Robert Hutchinson will be joining us. He's written a book called What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. After 155 years, still a fascinating story. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.